U.S. District Court Judge Michael Mim sentenced Almari to 8 years and 4 months in prison for his role as an al-Qaeda sleeper agent in the months surrounding the 9/11 terrorist attacks in New York and Washington, D.C. During the sentencing hearing Thursday, defense attorneys tried to portray Almari as a low-level operative, one that had little influence or clout in the al-Qaeda organization and had not directly participated in an act of terrorism. But prosecutors argued that Almari had confessed to training in various camps in Pakistan and had directly communicated with 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Prosecuting attorney Joanna Baltus added that during an emotional closing statement, Almari failed to convince the judge he was no longer a threat.
I think that it's important to remember that the judge considers this a very serious offense, and the judge's words based on listening to the defendant's statement was that he did not believe that he truly rejected or was sorry for what he did when he came here and that he would do it again.
Despite the judge's misgivings, he did consider the time Almari spent in detention without charge. He also factored in the hardship Almari faced during interrogation procedures while in detention as an enemy combatant. Defense attorney Andrew Savage had prepared Almari for the possibility of a maximum sentence of 15 years in prison.
Yeah, I think Ali has always hoped for the best, but he's planned for the worst, so he was fully aware that he could get a much harsher sentence today. He was very pleased with the judge's analysis and the ultimate sentence.
In the end, Almari could serve as little as 5 years in prison when factoring good conduct and time already served. He will face deportation once he completes his sentence. Ali Almari is the last of 3 enemy combatants detained in the United States and held at the U.S. Navy prison in South Carolina. But as Bradley University political science professor Paul Lermack points out, Almari's case is not the end of the debate over how to prosecute enemy combatants.
It may end in Almari's case in the sense that he will accept it and not appeal further. But the question of how to treat people like this is still continuing. There will not be a resolution because he made a plea bargain, right? Because he didn't choose to fight the way he could. The Supreme Court dismissed the appeal that would have raised the fundamental questions.
One of those fundamental questions concerns the authorization for use of military force concerning people lawfully residing in the United States and whether or not they can be seized and held indefinitely without being charged. It is an issue the Supreme Court has yet to rule on, and one the High Court will likely face as efforts move forward to close the Guantanamo Bay detention facility in Cuba. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Peoria, Illinois.